Well, the holiday season, a time for giving, sharing joy with those around you. One way to do this is by supporting local organizations that give back to the community. That's a no-brainer, so let's make sure we put the spotlight on my next guest. Local nonprofit West Michigan Partnership for Children, also known as WMPC, encourages the community to keep in mind youth in Kent County. Foster care important. So let's talk about it. Kristen Peck, CEO, to talk more about how we help serve the needs of foster families and kids during the holidays. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley. Thanks for having me on the show.
West Michigan Partnership for Children, what are you all about?
We are piloting an innovative foster care funding model in West Michigan through the Department of Health and Human Services. It's a five-year pilot, and our goal is to improve outcomes for children and families experiencing foster care, reducing length of stay, increasing reunifications, and moving children more quickly to permanency.
As we approach a holiday season, I guess the general question, Kristen, is how is the holiday season compared to others?
The holiday season can be a challenging time for children in foster care. They may be spending the holidays away from their family for the first time and the traditions that they grew up with. And so we really want to spread awareness to our community by supporting our five partner foster care agencies here in Kent County. And those are Bethany Christian Services, Catholic Charities West Michigan, Dave Lodge at St. John's, Samaritas, and Wellspring Lutheran Services. So they can help foster parents spread holiday magic to foster children this season.
Yes, so many, again, partners to team up on this goal. So what are some of the needs of the foster care organizations right here in our own backyard, Kristen?
There's always a need for volunteers to take children to and from appointments to help alleviate the stress of the foster parent. There's always a need for mentors and donations. Donations can go towards foster families creating a welcoming home for children in foster care, making sure that that youth have Christmas gifts. And they can also support areas of programming for foster children, such as camp, art therapy, and mentoring programs. And any contributions that you can make in your year-end giving will help ensure that these agencies can provide a happy holiday to children and families experiencing foster care and ensure that they have the resources they need in the coming year.
Other ways, think out of the box. How can we get involved with supporting WMPC and the local foster care organizations? How about even after the holidays?
We are always looking for foster parents and adoptive parents. We have a new coalition or newly named coalition called Foster Kent Kids. You can check out fosterkentkids.care to learn more about opportunities for fostering or adopting youth. We can't emphasize that enough. And so you can go to our local agency sites or, again, to wmpc.care or fosterkentkids.care.
And again, in these days of fostering, I trust you're not all little babies being fostered.
That's right. And so although we are serving a considerable amount of children who are under 12, we also have a lot of teenage children and a lot of sibling groups. So we're always looking for folks who are interested and have the capacity to foster siblings so that we can preserve that relationship and keep them together.
Again, what's a foster family commitment in general?
It's really up to the foster family. And so they would submit an application. They would go through a training and interview process and some home visits. And then they would work with their agency on receiving referrals for children who need fostering. And, you know, ideally the best interest of the child is always to return to their families when that's safe and possible. And when that's not possible, we're also always looking for foster parents who are willing to adopt.
Yes. And obviously there's an application process and working with a particular one of your partners, you could arrange that?
Absolutely. And there's many ways to be involved and learn about that process. The Department of Health and Human Services has foster care navigators who can walk prospective foster parents through that process. The number is 855-MISH-KIDS. And again, you can always check out our fosterkentkids.care website or our website at wmpc.care. And we can provide information how to get involved, whatever your capacity is, as a mentor, as a volunteer, or as a foster or adoptive parent.
And isn't it true, yes, the foster child is going to certainly reap the benefits, but don't your foster families, mom and dad or the like, they reap as much?
Absolutely. It's a life-changing experience. It's building a family, and these family connections last a lifetime.
Great. Anything else you'd like to share, Kristen?
Thank you to our community for all the support you've given us and providing to our community's children.
Great. All right. One more time, best way to for that call to action.
The number for a foster care navigator is 855-MISH-KIDS. Our phone number is 616-419-2505. Or you can visit our website at www.wmpc.care or fosterkentkids.care. So many ways to find us.
Awesome. Again, assisting those in the foster care program. Don't always take a break for the holiday season. So thanks for that donation, time, talents, and treasures. Kristen Peck, CEO, West Michigan Partnership for Children. Thank you very much.